some choice cuts from what I think is a very beautiful record. The Clearing, Who Is in My Temple, released in 1971 by the Church of Unitarian Universalism in Boston, in their quest to seek out global brotherhood and compassion and interfaith tolerance and equity and things that we will never see in our lifetime. So I watched recently this movie that came out about Tammy Faye Baker. I think it's called The Eyes of Tammy Faye, and I must say I really did enjoy it. I thought that Jessica Chastain did an amazing job, really captured the essence of someone who I think is an amazing woman, an iconoclast who sort of brought the patriarchy of evangelism to their knees to a certain degree. Anyway, it was really, really good. I recommend it. So I thought I would finish today's show with some Tammy Faye Baker. And that'll be it. You've been listening to the Music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned.
toughest trial, and you may walk down some long, lonely miles, but traveling with you, you will find a friend, and there won't be a battle that you and your God won't win.
You can make it.
What to do?
You can make it. You can make it.
Now I don't care what's going wrong. Your God won't let it last too long. 'Cause you're not in this thing alone.
You can make it.
If there's someone who has crushed your dreams and the thing you want, it's never gonna happen, it seems. But every single doubt your Father will dispel. 'Cause you're his child, and there's no way he's gonna let you fail.
You can make it.
You can make it.
You can make it.
You really can. Oh, this trial you're going through, your God's gonna show you just what to do.
You can make it.
Come on now.
You can make it. I don't care what's going wrong. You
stay away from home. I'ma beat you, I'll dog you, treat you mean as I could.
I don't care how much you beat me, Papa, you sure can whoop your mama good.
The truth. I was now no later than 3:30.
But you come home and try to ignore me.
Now, Mama, you so doggone jealous, you done made me so.
Now, Daddy, here's something that I want you to know. Now, don't get so drunk. Now, Daddy, don't you get so drunk. Now, baby, don't you get so drunk. Daddy, that you don't know me. Because if you take my money and treat me kind of funny, I'll cut your head until the wagon comes.
Ain't no use in you arguing.
Who's arguing?
Mom, all you need is a flogging.
Try and give it to me, Papa.
And then you'll be happy and quiet as any girl can be. Your head's been well long enough.
Who said that?
I'll start strutting my stuff and whoop you until the wagon comes.
Don't think because you're so long and tall. Don't think because you're so long and tall.
Yeah, and I'm cute.
That is not because you're so long and tall. Shaped just like a cannonball.
I can't help it cause I'm built like that.
Now, Daddy, if you don't walk straight, you know I'll ruin your shape. And we'll be resting till the wagon comes.
I say
we'll be resting till the wagon comes.
Some fine music there. From Cook Grant and Kid Wesley Wilson. Wrestling Till the Wagon Comes. Before that, Big Spiderback. Hey, people know Big Spiderback because he was a great cornetist for a number of years before he drank himself into an early grave. But he also could play piano, and he made a few compositions for piano. There were four of them. That's the only one that he recorded, In the Mist, by Big Spiderback. So this is Courtney, the old codger here on WFMU, the radio station that you're listening to. Now, one of the stooges in the WFMU executive suites, one of these guys, or gals, I'm not mentioning any names. Anyway, he or she wanted to register an objection to my constant belittling of WFMU's other programming. And then he or she said I should listen to several shows, you know, other shows, and maybe I would reconsider. Maybe I'd like some of the music that these other disc jockeys play. Well, I'm always open to a suggestion, you know, so especially one that would make me a better person and a more compassionate, forgiving, and tolerant person. Sorry. So I tuned in to several WFMU programs over the past weekend. I'm not mentioning any names, but I will admit that I have reevaluated my impressions a bit, and I have formed a new opinion. And that new opinion is that many DJs on WFMU play certain records not because they're good, but because they exist. It's like, hey, I found this record. This music is mediocre. Or it might be bad. I can't tell the difference. But no other radio station will play it. So I'll play it, because that would be really cool. That was my flawless imitation of a typical WFMU disc jockey. He or she. See, at WFMU, they let disc jockeys with bad taste define the station. And there's a word for that at WFMU. And that word is tradition. Let me add an adjective. Proud tradition. About which I offer the following adage. It takes a lot of work to dig a deeper hole. Now, we here at the Old Codger Radio Show They deride us. That's right. I'm quoting from a recent note that was sent to me in secret. That some WFMU disc jockey, he or she, referred to us here at the Earl Codger Show as a bunch of wizened geezers, a pack of anachronistic washed-up retreads. But not only can we tell mediocre music from bad music, we can distinguish great music from the 10th-rate crap that passes for standard fare on WFMU. Well, I guess this monologue is right back where it started. Anyway, look, we have a commercial here. It's very important, from Del Barton. It's brought to you by the now deposed, that's right, radio announcer of the year, Gus Bodenheim. His reign ended at midnight, the stroke of midnight, December 31st. He was the radio announcer of the year for 2021. Anyway, here's Gus. I gave you a little bit of a glimpse last week of this new amusement park we're going to be having. That's right, recreation center for everybody is called Codgertopia. Well, we're going to be... Here it is. Just listen to Gus.
Hello, this is Gus Bodenheim with an invitation to dotards and fogies of all ages, announcing the grand opening of Codgertopia, the Garden State's newest bemusement park. Relive those haunting childhood carnival memories at Yesterdayland. While there, take a spin on the Surly Go-Round, a circular exercise in futility, rotating at a precise 78 revolutions per minute. Then follow your most oppressive, sullen musings into even longer ago land. While there, strap in and hold on tight. Dark rides don't come any darker than the desperate, illogical frenzy of Flip the Frog's wild ride. And don't forget the world-famous Carousel of Regress, where a realistic robotic family drags you back through the decades, uncovering the lies and betrayals of a regular family a lot like yours, admit it.
You're so stupid! What
are you talking about?
Next stop, Decrepit Land. Try your luck throwing softballs at filthy canvas rodents, and maybe, just maybe, win a genuine radium nightlight. Or sit back and revel in the brassy charm of the enchanted Sophie Tucker Room, where a chorus of realistic robotic Sophies serenades you as only a saloonful of red-hot robotic mamas can. Lose control at Urology Land. Take a journey into anxiety up the tantalizing tower of ED. Slowly up, up, and inevitably right back down again. Consonant it. If you're peckish, stop at one of our conveniently located snack and shanties. The kids will dread a nice sardine on a stick, head and all. And you can talk the little lady into consuming chicken-fried head cheese bites with her choice of over 7 varieties of dip and gop. Then take a load off your feet and enjoy the entertainment 3 times a day at our central band shell of its former self, where a realistic robotic combo plays it hot, just the way you used to like it. Codgertopia is built on land once avoided like the plague by the Trentona and the Manalapanic peoples. Off 202, not far from Flemington. When you get close, ask someone. Maybe I'll see you there at Codgertopia. Highly unlikely, but you never know. Just tell him Gus sent you. What do I care? Neither Codgertopia Park nor Del Barton Amusements are responsible for any injuries, passenger tosses, being showered with projectile, vomiting by riders above you, sudden onset rust, or roving gangs of dementia-afflicted hooligans, power-fueled by Sly Weasel Shakes.
Thank you.
It's a pity the way I love you, and you ain't worth a dime. You talk all night in your sleep, baby, then you wake up lying. It will take me a while to forget you, but I'll finally get you off my mind. Your ways is so sweet, but oh, what a rotten mind. Your face is really beautiful, babe, and your jive is really fine.
Yes, yes, yes.
But to trust you with the truth, mama, you know it's just a waste of time. When you first met me, you said you loved me. I knew all the time that you was lying. Said you loved me, baby, but I couldn't get you off my mind. You know I was just a pure little fool. That's why you played me for deaf, dumb, and blind. When you said you was all mine, I was still too dumb to see. When you said you was all mine, I was still too dumb to see. How could Jones be your brother when your last name is Julia Lee? I know you didn't love me, baby. It was so plain to see.
Oh, read me lightly.
You still lied to me, baby, and you made a sap out of pulling me. You know yourself, Jones and Lee don't sound like sister and brother to me.
Thank you. what we were aching to do. You gave your love undivided, just as I did. Then and there we both decided. Every weather we'd stick together, we two.
Ah, yes, the dulcet tones of Ruth Etting. I know, it's not like I said Ruth Etting. Ruth Etting. It's dentures, I'm telling you. They're still loose. So, Ruth Etting sang Together, We Two. Sidney Bechet before that. One of the great clarinetists. He did Blue Horizon. We heard Lonnie Johnson, one of the great pickers. He did I'm Just Dumb. And Earl Hines on the piano with Child of a Disordered Brain. Speaking of disordered brains, there's an investigation underway into how Gus Bodenheim was selected to 2021 radio announcer of the year. I'm sorry, I can't let go of this. I'm telling you. There were some suspicious shenanigans, as opposed to the unsuspicious kind. Now, there are journalists who are looking into this. How did Gus win that award? Why was he named the radio announcer of the year for 2021? So they interviewed me. And I told them that the judges who selected Gus Bodenheim were on the wrong side of history. And as for those bureaucrats who tabulated the ballots, they were on the wrong side of math. In fact, the people who voted for Gus, as far as I'm concerned, they weren't just on the wrong side of history or math. They were on the wrong side of botany and woodshop. They were on the wrong side of home economics and phys ed. They were, in fact, on the wrong side of intermediate Spanish and marching band. I think they were also on the wrong side of multivariable calculus and quantitative literacy. So look, we hope to receive the full results of this investigation in time for the 2022 balloting for the radio announcer of the year, because the outcome of that selection should be foreordained. We will not be cheated by Gus again. Well, let's get back to the fine music here. This is Courtney, your Kaiser here, on the WFMU every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., playing the greatest music ever, and it's all on 78 RPM disc. Thank you.
who pumped and went in Madonna, sure remember me. Who pumped and went in Madonna, down on that yam yam tree. I wasn't there when the pumping was done, but whosoever pump a pumping, son of a gun. Who pumped and went in Madonna, sure don't resemble me. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Down on that yam yam tree. I like my donuts nice and sweet, but everybody tastes them up and down the street. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Down on that yam yam tree. I like my donuts nice and round, but everybody tastes them all over this town. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Down on that yam yam tree. Now Madonnas, they are hard to beat. You eat free, they are, you can't stand on your feet. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Down on that yam yam tree. I got donuts all in my house. You eat my donuts, they'll melt in your mouth. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Now who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. I don't know who did it, but whosoever did it, son of God. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Down on that yam yam tree. I wasn't there when the pumping was done, but who's to never pump a pumping, son of a gun? Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Sure don't resemble me.
I want to ask you a question. You must tell me the fact. Answer me directly or I'll be right back. If I should buy you diamond rings, furs and cars and all those things, if I should say you're a gorgeous thing, baby, how about that? If I take you to Hollywood, put you in the movies and you make good, would you say you were misunderstood? Baby, how about that? Waffles in the morning and steak every night, I'll buy you anything to suit your appetite. Making you happy is my delight, so don't say you can't stay but an hour tonight. If I say you're fine as wine and I give you all my time, would you think I'm handing you a line? Baby, how about that? Get yours and I get mine, then everything will be just fine. But if you get yours and keep mine too, then what in the world am I gonna do? If I made all your dreams come true and there was nothing for me to do, I wonder could I depend on you, baby? Baby, 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 I dig those eyes. Baby, 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 they hypnotize. Baby, 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 you know I'm wise. So, baby, how about that?
Life today is hectic, our world is running away. Only the wise can recognize the process of decay. Unhappily, all our dialectic is quite unable to say whether we're on the beam or not, whether we rise supreme or not, whether this new regime or not is leading us astray. We all have frigidaires, radios, television and movie shows to shield us from the ultimate abyss. We have our daily bread, neatly cut, every modern convenience, but the question that confronts us all is this. What's going to happen to the children when there aren't any more grown-ups? Having been injected with some rather peculiar glands, darling mum's gone platinum and dances to all the rumba bands. The songs that she sings at twilight would certainly be the highlight for some of those clacks that Elsa Maxwell takes around in yachts. Rock-a-bye, 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 my darlings. Mother requires a few more shots. Does it amuse the tiny mites to see their parents high as kites? What's going to happen to the tots? Life today's neurotic, a ceaseless battle we wage. Millions are spent to circumvent the march of middle age. The fact that we grab each new narcotic can only prove in the end whether our hormones gel or not, whether our cells rebel or not, whether we're blown to hell or not. We'll all be round the bend from taking Benzedrine, Dexamil, every possible sleeping pill to knock us out or knock us into shape. We all have shots for this, shots for that, shots for making us thin or fat. But there's one problem that we can't escape. What's going to happen to the children when there aren't any more grown-ups? Thanks to plastic surgery and uncle's abrupt demise, dear Aunt Rose has changed her nose but doesn't appear to realize the pleasures that once were heaven look silly at 67. And youthful allure you can't procure in terms of perms and pots. So lullaby, 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 my darlings, try not to scratch those large red spots. Think of the shock when mummy's face is lifted from its proper place. What's going to happen to the tots? What's going to happen to the children when there aren't any more grown-ups? It's bizarre when grandmama, without getting out of breath, starts to jive at 85 and frightens the little ones to death. The police had to send a squad car when daddy got fried on vodka and tied a tweed coat round mummy's throat in several sailor's knots. Hush-a-bye, 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 my darlings, try not to fret and wet your cots. One day you'll clench your tiny fists and murder your psychiatrists. What's going to happen to the tots? Thank you.
That was Nick Lucas on the guitar. It was called Picking the Guitar from Nick Lucas. No Coward before, you know, it sounded so clean. It was a 70 RPM record. I scrubbed it so much. I have a very, my own patented technique for cleaning up these 78s, and yet still there was a skip in it. I got to take that one back home and kind of redraw the groove in the surface of the disc. That's how you do it. Anyway, What's Going to Happen to the Tot by Noel Coward. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, but how about that? Ham Gravy, there's actually Washboard Sam and Black Bob. They did Who Pumped the Wind in My Donut. And Dick McDonough did the Dick Bernstein Ramber, all here on the old Cadre Radio. This place smells like a bowling alley. What it is. Anyway, I think I'm going to sing. Oh, and it's apple blossom time in East Orange, New Jersey. We'll make a peach of a pear. Oh, there's so many great songs about East Orange. I'm so proud of my hometown. I mean, it's not like Brooklyn. Are there any songs about Brooklyn or songs that even mention Brooklyn? I can't think of any. There probably might be some obscure song, kind of like the crap they play on WFMU. There's some song that mentions Brooklyn. But East Orange, where I live, I've lived almost my whole life in East Orange. East Orange has way more great songs about it than Brooklyn has. Or Nyack. Who sings about Nyack? Or Sayreville. Or Bayonne. Now, what even rhymes with Bayonne? Crayon. It comes close, but that wouldn't make much sense. And it doesn't rhyme. Sayreville rhymes with Mayor Bill. But the mayor of Sayreville is not named Bill. I know you're probably thinking, what rhymes with East Orange? I'll let you ponder that while we go back to some great music on the Old Codger Radio Show. Thank you.
know an expert judge of gal. What's speaking of lady love, waving to his pal. He said she's called Magnolia, she'll ruin any man. Now I just can't describe her, but I'll do the best I can. Take some honey from a bee, mix it up with TNT. What do you got? Magnolia. Fair a bow, ain't she delish? Season her with lily and gish. And what do you got? Magnolia. Listen, pal, describing this gal is trying. And when I'm done, it's 20-1 that you say I'm lying. Take Cleopatra and Camille, add some more sex appeal. Mix a lot and say, what do you got? You got Magnolia.
Flat, I used to keep an alley cat. Each night I'd walk him down the stair and waited while he got the air. He grew up fast and developed again. No sooner was he in, he was out again. I hated to spoil his fun, but I knew what must be done. So I called the cat and he staggered home with a raggedy and a broken dome. And I knew he felt like hell that day, so I spoke to him this way. Is it worth it for that momentary something to yowl around till neighbors call a cop? Is it worth it for that momentary something to have 900 kittens call you pop? You've been an awful wildcat. You should welcome a vacation just to sit around and brood and think about your operation. I'll give you one more night out to complete your education. Then the sheltered life is good enough for you. I took him to the vet and had his profile bugged. And when he sat down, he said, hell, I've been robbed. He went out that night, but came right home to bed. And the look on his face was a scream as he said, well, you've done it. Now the operation's over, I'll never be the same. It seems so strange, but you've done it. Now the operation's over, no longer will I take chances with the maid. I had so many wives, I didn't know where I was at. But since my change of scenery, all the girl cats holler scat. I pass them by and hear them cry, there goes that pansy cat. But the sheltered life is good enough for me.
Gus Bodenheim here. When the boom cyclone of Zeitgeistian pressure leaves my yin bruised and my very yang chafed and painful to the touch, naturally I look forward to the utter oblivion of a sly weasel weekend. But during the work week, I need a milder inebriative so that I can appear to function without laboring under the rank onus of full scuppertive emplushment. That's when I reach for ginger sake from Del Barton Paddy's. After all, who needs answers when you can simply nullify all questions? Trust ginger sake. I do. Used safely for centuries as a horse dewormer until the Nobel-worthy discovery of its salubrious properties as an aperitif and pettifogging fluid, ginger sake has finally received its official FDA workaround status and is ready for your tasting table. Join me at mine, won't you? On the nose, a tart, almost arrogant note, and the familiar reek of twice-fermented rice, just like old times. On the palate, a certain insouciance. Blooming upon one's buds into a full sneering disdain. With a valedictory grating sanctimony on the backsplash. This already seems to be taking effect. We're looking at a whole range of... what was I saying? I'll have to refer you to my earlier comments. Ginger sake. The pee is silent, as in swimming. Please drink responsibly. Do not operate heavy machinery while using ginger sake. Not to be used in combination with sulfanamides, benzo anything, etc., which could lead to death or worse. Climate impact incidents have occurred and supply chain disruptions have been reported. If you or anyone you know has been overserved, visit your nearest emergency room and distribute the excess to those waiting. They'll thank you.
Thoughts go back to a heavenly dance, a moment of bliss we spent. Our hearts were filled with a song of romance as into the night we went and sang to our hearts content. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away, take your happiness while you may. There neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone. But the melody lingers on.
Not to show, that was Whispering Jack Smith. He wasn't whispering, he was singing. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. I think that was Irving Berlin wrote that. Gus Bodenheim was in there with another commercial. Gotta sell that airtime, you know, pay the bills around here. Spivey, not Victoria Spivey. This is different Spivey. Did the Alley Cat. Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, did Magnolia, and the Coleman Hawkins Orchestra with Jamaica Shout. You know, I came in tonight. I went into the break room, as I often do when I get here early, and before my shows, some of the WFMU staff, they were in the break room, sitting around a table, and they're talking about rabbit tests. Rabbit tests. Why are they taking these tests? To find out if they're turning into bunnies? I mean, I think the symptoms would be rather obvious, wouldn't they? Well, anyway, I'll be back next week with more 78 RPM records, an hour's worth of them on WFMU. So you stay tuned for Maury's Coney Island. Yes, WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
In the heat of the night, seems like a cold sweat creeping across my brow. Yeah, in the heat of the night, I'm feeling motherless. Stars with evil eyes stare from the skies, all mean and bright.
In the heat of the night,
ain't a woman yet been born. My soul for just a little light
in the heat of the night.
In the heat of the night, I've got trouble wall to wall. The night must be an ending to it all. But hold on, it won't be long. Just you be strong, and it'll be all.
Mr. Tibbs.